Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Woo!
I like this young man because when he came out, he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to clay.
All right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had some fair leave. Besides that, the pinstripes and the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. While niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt. And alligators. You wanna see the inside? I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake.
Wow!
Why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place. Play your position. Here come my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket. Rob him while his friends watching. That hoes clocking. Here comes respect. Your crew, or they might be next. Look at their
mid-eye. Hey, what's up, Chess?
Hey,
what's up, Chess? You with me?
Hey.
You with me, girl?
Hey,
what's going on? You say what?
I ain't nothing. My phone acting stupid, but I'm here.
Okay, okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. We'll let him. We learn about stupid every now and again. Yeah, talking about what's going on. Girl, do it feel to you like it's been a long time since we've been on? Or
yeah,
is that just
for
me?
Like 8 days. To like 2 weeks. And now it's raining. So, you know, we just got all everything going on with us.
You know, I'm just like, dang, girl. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, I enjoyed our little time and, you know, doing our thing and you know what I think it is, Two Tree? I think
what's
it's
that?
Because of the way the finals is going, all the days in between, I think that's like throwing us off. Or bothering us,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we've gone from every other day, or you know, back to back games, and now everything is spread so far apart. It just gets like wow, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but hey, it's Tuesday. It's terrific. Tuesday. How about that? I like that.
Let's
terrific
do terrific.
Tuesday.
Hey, look, I'm doing terrific Taco Tuesday.
Oh, that's what's up. Don't talk about food treats. I'm on.
I know.
Man.
I don't even know why I did that to myself.
They're all me. All me. And I'm hungry as a mug right now. I don't know why I came home and did not eat, man. Well, I wanted to get
okay.
Some rest, so I put my clothes
okay.
Out for tomorrow, got everything in order that, you know, tomorrow, and, man, I just crashed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I felt like the I heard the noise from the Pac-Man game when Pac-Man used to get caught by the ghost. Girl, that noise played over and over in my head. I was out, so, yeah. But I'm here, y'all. I'm up. Lady T is up. We see the lines
that's
are
right.
All full. You guys are up. We're going to try our damnedest to make today, terrific Tuesday, feel like a Thursday, Friday Eve. Can you guys come along with us and do that? All right. Today we will be discussing the MLB standing. Who's leading each division? We will be discussing the NBA Finals. With the series tied 1-1, which way do you see the finals playing out in the favor of the Celtics or the Warriors? The Lakers hire a new head coach. And a new assistant coach. And I really want to dive into that. Darvin Ham as the head coach and Rasheed Wallace as the assistant coach. When I heard this, Treece, you know what popped in my head?
What?
The old show, Odd Couple. The Odd Couple. You know?
Oh, okay.
Because I've never seen two personalities as far as apart as Darvin Ham and Rasheed Wallace. Rasheed Wallace was loud and outspoken as a player, and Darvin Ham was quiet and humble. So yeah, we're gonna discuss that one. With training camp around the corner, who's ready for some football? I'm telling you, hey, Tree, look, last night, girl, I played my Super Bowl in Madden, and I was just so excited and happy. I won. Yes, I won. But, you know, the celebration, I played the Ravens. And the celebration and you know, everything that the game had did, it just hyped me up. I'm just so ready for some football. You know what I mean?
Football.
God. Yes. Aaron Donald has reconstructed his contract, making him the highest non-quarterback, the highest paid non-quarterback football player. We're going to discuss that. And we're also going to discuss the NFL's top 25 players under 25 years of age. That's going to be another great one. Sis, we got, y'all ain't do nothing special this weekend. No parties, no birthdays.
We went to a car show. Truck and motorcycle show. You know, did a little pop-up out there. It was really nice. Some nice cars, old schools, newer cars, souped up. You know, everybody want to be the best. They revving the engines, you know, all up. You know, they the best. So it was nice. It was really nice. They had food.
That's what's up.
You know, things for the kids to do. It was nice.
That's what's up. I mean, every now and then you got to do something different, something out the norm, just to say you've experienced something. You know what I mean? We can't do the same mundane thing all the time. You know, things will get boring and stuck in the muddish. If you all understand what I'm saying, so yeah, that's great. That is so great. That's so great. And you know, also, Kel got some rest this week.
Oh,
you hear me? Girl,
I believe
look
that.
Look at here. I was supposed to go out Friday night to Fast Eddie for my coworker's brother's birthday, but the arrangement that me and my bed worked out.
The sleep monster got you.
Yeah, when I laid down, that John was like, yeah, you ain't going nowhere. Just text them and tell them that you're good. You know what I mean? So
Saturday night,
Debo and I went out to Fast Eddie's, and I got to see some still familiar faces and Northeast Groovers. I'm telling you, they took me back. They were cranking all the oldies but goodies, and it was just a good time. It was a great time. So, yeah, shout out to my bruh. Shout out to familiar faces. It was T. Roy's birthday, so Rico was running around like a madman trying to get everybody to take shots. Hey, but let me ask you this, Tree. Why are so many people, like, they showing this, like, offended almost reaction to me saying that I don't drink anymore? Rico was like, come on, everybody going to take a shot. And I was like, well, you know what? I'll pay for Roy's shot because it's his birthday. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to drink a shot. I said, I'll get a O'Doul's or a Heineken Zero. What? Man, you take Jake's good shot with that? I was like, oh, okay. Well,
you want me to tell you how to fix that, bro? Want me to tell you how to fix that?
How?
Okay, let him pour you the drink. When everybody's turning theirs up, you just pour it out and turn yours up too when they ain't looking. And it's done. Mm. You ain't got to explain nothing.
I can't do that.
I do it all the time.
For one, I love liquor. I used to love liquor too much to just pour it out. Number one.
That's for the
number
homies.
Two.
Just charge it to the homies.
I'm with you on that, but them bammers nosy. And the minute I was looking and waiting and watching, them bammers watching me. Go ahead, Kim. Take your shot. Mm-hmm. Leave you a drink. So to avoid all that and not to be called a fake ninja, you know what I mean? I'll just, you know, nah, cuz. And you know what? Honestly, Treats, it feels kind of good saying, no, I don't drink no more. You know what I mean? It really does. So, yeah, I ain't going to let nobody steal my joy. But it was just amazing to me. It was just amazing to me how they were looking and reacting to me saying, no, I'm good. I don't want to drink. You know, that was just crazy. But anyway. That was just something real quick I wanted to talk to y'all about. You know, I wanted to get out there. 563-999-3782 is the number. We'll be right back when we come back. Let's go ahead and jump into MLB standings. You know what I mean?
My friend, feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer,
I never said, keep on using me until you use me up. I love that. we're going to go down to the divisions, y'all. Starting with the AL East, we have the Yankees. The Yankees holding their spot, their number one spot at 39-15. The AL Central, they're the Twins, holding their spot at 32-24. We have the Astros holding down the AL West at 35-20. Then the NL East, there's the Mets, 37-19. NL Central, we have the Brewers at 33-23. The NL West, there's the Dodgers at 35-19. Tree, I'm telling you. And I really hate to admit this.
Okay.
I see the Yankees coming out of the AL side, and I see the Dodgers coming out of the NL side. I really do. The Yankees and the Dodgers, for real, have been holding their ground since the season has started. And I know in the NL, the Mets are going to give the Dodgers a run for their money before it's all said and done. And maybe the Astros are going to, you know, stick it to the Yankees. But I really believe the Yankees and the Dodgers will prevail and end up playing in this 2022 World Series. What say you?
Well, I'm never going to count my team out because it's just
right.
Too much baseball right now. So I'm going
right.
to say that I'm not really sure. Dodgers are really good. It's going to – I can't really say because there's so much baseball now. The Brewers look amazing when they're playing. It's just – it's up in the air, but I don't count my Giants out at all because we're like third spot back. We're only 5 games in front of being in first place, so we're only 3 games from being in second place. So baseball is funny. So I'm a hold fast for a minute.
Yeah, and you know I'm looking at my Nets. You know, in the NL East, they're like 12 games. They're like 12 games back from the Mets, and one thing we do know.
Y'all like 16 games back, bro.
Okay, well, whatever. Baseball is a game of spurts. Baseball is a
y'all
game of spurts.
Y'all can get hot real quick.
And the team that's hot now can get cold. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's true.
Baseball is a game where you have to let the season play out. You have to let it play out, and it's hard to pick what is what, you know, real early. Let's go to the phones, and we're gonna put the birthday boy on first. Happy birthday.
Yeah, birthday
to
boy.
You.
Come on, 007.
Hey. Happy birthday, 007.
Oh, I feel so special today. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
You're supposed to feel special today. Today's your day and the rest of the week.
Oh, man. Thank y'all so much. I'm here, y'all. This is the perfect subject of baseball, and that's crazy. I was just, before I called, I was looking at the standards. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing that they have this thing called a wild card. And, you know, what happened in 2019, you know, when, you know, the Nationals punched in their wild card against the Milwaukee Brewers, you know, the rest was history. So what you stated earlier, you know, with, you know, the Dodgers and the Yankees, they look legit. Remember, you know, just because you first place in the regular season, anything happens in the playoffs. With that being said, yes, we are 9.5 games out of the wild card spot. I don't even care about winning the division for real because every time we won the division, have home field advantage, we never prevailed. When we got to the wild card, played on the road, when we got on the wild card, got on the road, the rest is history. So I'm looking forward for the wild card instead of the division. But I will be satisfied if we do win a division, but I won't trust it. If that makes sense.
That
no,
makes
it
sense.
Makes a
that
perfect
sense. Yeah. That makes hella sense. That makes hella sense.
Yeah.
Let's continue on the phones. Happy birthday again, bro.
Yes.
Huckleberry.
Thank you.
Huckleberry.
I'm your Huckleberry, baby. What's
all
up,
right,
y'all?
Here we go.
Happy birthday, 007. Yep. Hey. Happy birthday. He done got so old, he forgot it was his birthday. Way to go, bro.
You always forget. Leave the Marlboros alone.
Hey, listen. As far as baseball goes, I like the way the Yankees are playing right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to see us running away with anything at this moment because I'm the firm believer that you can shoot your wad in the first half of the year, not have anything for the second half.
Either.
You know,
y'all
what you
good,
need
though,
to start paying.
Y'all look good, though.
You look real good. And I pitch.
Hello?
Oh, We lost.
Hello?
We lost. I'm sure he'll be back. Let's go to Brother Ted. What's up, Ted?
Hey,
how y'all doing, team?
All right.
I haven't even been following my none of my teams as far as my Cubs or my Sox. I don't know what they record, but I know
the Sox are going pretty good. Your Sox are going pretty good.
But they're not in first though.
I mean, look, that's all right though. You know what I mean? Like it's a lot more game left. They in third though.
And he turned me around with that statement about the Nets being only nine games out of the wild card. I forgot 2018-19, we won it all from a wild card position. So, yeah, I forgot completely about that. So your Sox, man, they doing the damn thing right now, Jeff. So And like 57
he just ain't seen them. He just ain't been watching them. That's all. He just didn't know. That's all.
Okay.
He's a club and a Sox fan, right?
Yeah. And, man, look, root for the Cubs. Stay in the NL. Leave the Sox alone. The White Sox alone. I'd rather for you to root for the Cubs. They got a better chance of winning the World Series. I'm just saying.
That's good. Because they ain't too far behind either.
No, they're not. Let's go to Brother Lou.
All right.
What's up, Lou?
Play ball.
Play ball.
I had to do it.
I ain't mad at
you.
Play ball.
But I think in New York it serves, better because this is the first time in, quite some time that the both Yankees and the Mets are doing well, both in first place. We haven't seen that since, the Subway Series of 2000.
That was the World Series. It's gonna be tough though
for the National League because you see it down between the Mets and the Dodgers, but the Mets can't beat the Dodgers in that way. They always have a tough time with them. So if it's gonna come down to them, it might be the Dodgers taking a slight advantage. I do think the Yankees are. I think they're going to run away in the East. They're just too strong now. They got everything in place. I really do think that's going to be the Yankees' year here.
I hope not. No, Nelly. We ain't going to never get rid of 57 now.
I wish you hadn't.
Hey, look, it could be worse. It could be the
Speaking of 57, speaking of 57's mouth, we got him back. Come on, 57. What was you about to say about the pitching?
Oh, he back?
Yeah, man.
Something happened with my other phone. He had to switch over.
You talking about that $1,000 phone you got? That $1,000 phone broke down?
No, it was the one I picked up on the corner.
Yeah.
It's the one I picked up on the corner.
I got it. Go ahead with your point. I'm sorry.
What I was about to say before I was rudely interrupted was what I'm beginning to look now you start to pay attention to your pitching and who's actually scoring, who's scoring the runs, who's holding up your team. And right now everybody is contributing for our team right now, and you want to, after the second half, can we continue that? What scares me is hearing Lou say we are going to run away with our division. That scares me right there.
Good.
Because, I don't really like hearing that, but, hey, he's in New York. Maybe he knows something I don't know.
Exactly.
But well, you look at teams like San Francisco. You look at teams like San Francisco And in the National League East, I think right now might be one of the toughest divisions in baseball because the Mets look good. You got Phillies looking good. And I do really think the Nationals are going to pick it up. You know, I really think they're going to pick it up. So,
and I know, you know 57, Stephen Strasburg is coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think the Nationals, we have too much off-field situations that they're dealing with. The learners are trying to sell the team. Juan Soto, they're talking about Juan Soto not remaining with the team. I mean, it's a whole lot with the Nats right now. They have it's not a big fire, not a major fire, but they do have a fire brewing with the Nationals. So, you know, I hope they turn around. I would wish that they turn it around, but it's going to take all our effort and concentration from the whole organization. And right now, I just don't have confidence in the whole organization like that. I have to.
The second half coming up, Steven Strasburg coming back. You know, if you start worse in the first half, like for example, the 80s Yankees, you know, they started all bad in the, you know, first half of the season. We thought they ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying, do nothing in the second half. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, they got the World Series.
They holding up the trophy.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not giving up on the Nets on this one. I can't. I know we 16 games back.
But
and,
you said, you're only nine from the wild card.
Nine from the wild card. That's the money.
Yeah.
Whatever how you go out there and get that money, that's how you go out there and get that money. And the wild card.
And you shouldn't give up on
that's
your
the wild
team.
Card, that's it.
I say you shouldn't give up on your team. 15 back at this point is not that big of a deal. You can make that up, but you gotta start steaming up. You gotta start heating that water up, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, close to the end of this month, you gotta have that kettle cooking. If it's not, you can fall behind some more, and you can't catch up. You don't want to be 20 games behind going into the All-Star break.
For example, they got to win 17 games.
What'd you say, Lou?
They got to win.
It's doable, but you have to act, you know, right now, because if you're 15.5 going into, like, say, August, you really got a big hole to climb out of. You could do it now. It's a little difficult, but it is possible.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say, Lou. What I said. Go ahead and say it. Sorry.
Let's go to Marcus. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, Marcus.
What's going on, family? How y'all doing?
What's up, big time?
What's up, man?
I can't call it. Happy birthday, James Bond.
Hey, thank you very much. As you can see, anything's possible. I appreciate you.
Hey, listen, man. It's a blessing, man, to see another year, bro. Especially when you got your life to kill. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Man,
Thank you.
Look, you know this ain't my topic. You know this ain't my topic. So I'm a pass in whatever 57 said. I'm a ditto that.
My man.
We know he the guru of the baseball field and don't know nothing about football. So I'm just gonna say,
oh, hey, this is crap. I fell right into that hole.
Hey, 57, thank goodness you're a Yankee fan. I wouldn't even know what to say if
you
was a Mariners fan.
Thank you.
He dug that hole deep, and I walked right in it.
Slam it, Joe. Yeah, Lou a Yankee fan as well.
Yeah.
Thank God you're not a Mariners fan.
Ain't nobody doing that.
Hey, but look, Marcus, we all got our little clicks. You know boxing. We rely on you. we wouldn't come to you for football either, you know, but boxing, you're the man.
Oh,
man.
Man.
All right. Hey, you right, man. Hey, listen, man, I'm waving the white flag today, man.
No, don't give up,
Phil.
You the man.
Y'all fired.
Yeah.
Let's take another
damn,
call.
Reloading right now.
You know? 8200, who is this? And welcome to Kale's Corner.
Take yourself off mute.
Yeah. How you doing?
Let's go
to my man D. What's up, D?
What's up, D?
How everybody doing, man? Happy birthday. How everybody doing?
What's up, nephew?
Yeah.
Aww.
What's up, man?
I ain't nothing, man. I don't really know too much about baseball, you know. My team is the Atlanta Braves right now, you feel me? I think they won it last year. You feel me?
That's all you said because you won it, y'all. Come on. Don't give them no break.
Hold on, y'all. I was going to ask you,
D, when do you pick your real team?
No, heck no.
You ain't hear what he said, though, kid.
Atlanta Braves, I don't give a good cookie. He's with Atlanta. He is with Atlanta. As far as I'm concerned, we got, y'all understand this, we got D to claim a team before the season is over. He with Atlanta.
Kale don't like that.
You claimed Atlanta is who you with, for real.
Yep. You claimed it on June 7, 2022. I heard it.
Yeah.
Book it, Dano. So Atlanta, yes, right, Atlanta did win last year, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, D, this is when falling for the team that won last season come back to bite you in the hiney, because that's your squad as far as I'm concerned. And watch the
Can I say this? And, you know, speaking of the, you know, say National League, you know, in the last league, you know what I'm saying, the division, it would be cool if the Atlanta Braves have a back-to-back World Series, but, you know what I'm saying, I don't think that's going to happen, but I think it's going to be kind of cool, though, because you go win the division 18 times and at one time, and I think this they, what, first World Series right here or second?
But Atlanta lost a serious weapon. No more Freddie Freeman, man. Freddie Freeman was a good point.
Without Freeman, the Braves are nothing.
But he ain't really, I mean, even the team that he went to, he ain't really doing a whole lot. So they, I mean, what did he really miss?
The Dodgers.
He can't get no cheese grits
in that new city.
They're doing great without him.
That's why Ben Nyris went low. He ain't getting no cheese grits. That's why Ben Nyris went low.
That's why I went low, bro.
Atlanta Braves is doing 12. They are second in their division right now. They're doing 12. They ain't playing good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Steve's got good coaching.
Yeah, they got good coaching.
I don't care where they are right now. The teams that got good coaches, I don't care what their position is right now, as long as they're not in last place. Teams like San Francisco, the Phillies, the Mets, they still got a chance because they got good coaching and they still got good pitching. Any team that got really good pitching still got a chance. I don't care what team you are. If your pitching is good, you still got a chance.
I mean, everybody has good pitching. You mean that if you have a bullpen that can follow up with the starters, right?
Yeah, see, that's what I said. Your pitching, because you can have great starters, but your bullpen means more to you than your starters do.
Yeah.
Right. They just like starters for real, because you depend on them like starters. That's why they so important.
Exactly.
The bullpen. Yeah.
And
your starter come out there and give you one inning.
Exactly. I was just about to say that some games the bullpen take over midway of the first inning because your starter just doesn't have it that night. So the bullpen is very important. Very important. And your bullpen, this is what got what was the black manager here with the Nationals?
Dusty.
I can't believe I...
Dusty.
That bullpen and the usage of his bullpen is what got Dusty into so much trouble here with the Nets. They got rid of Dusty, brought Martinez in, and they won the World Series the very next season. You know what that told me?
Yeah.
They had the right players. They had the right players. Dusty was not utilizing those guys correctly.
No.
Dusty did, and the fact that the comments he made in the post game after the Nets lost that, you know, well, we want to see what the Dodgers going to do with the next series since they put Bumgarner out. And that comment smacked every national face, that national fan, in the face, and I knew it was the end of Dusty right then and there because you're gonna talk about them moving on to the next round. You don't had a bitter taste of losing to this team in your mouth. You're thinking about them, what they're gonna do the next round. Nah, that wasn't a good look at all, Dusty. So that bullpen is uber important, man. It is uber important. So like 007 and 57 said, you know, as long as you got pitching, you have a chance. And we're talking about total pitching. The bullpen and your starters. As long as you have guys that you can rely on, you're never out of it. So That's a great point.
That's true.
That's a great point.
That is true.
All right. That's MLB, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. 563-999-3782. When we come back, the NBA Finals. You know it.
If you wanted to, these expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now, speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, I make bloody move. Now she say, she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club, just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them banks so much, I know they tired of of me. Honestly, don't.
He say, I know they tired of me. NBA
fine. Hey, man, you go hard, bruh. Hey, bruh, you go hard. I ain't even know you going to play Cardi B like that, bruh. That's my job right there.
That's my girl. Yeah. That's my girl.
I'm about to party on football. I got this phone.
Was your series tied?
It's your birthday. He played it for you.
Oh, thank you.
There you go, bro. Which way do you see the final playing out, man? Are we going to have a Boston celebration or San Francisco? I mean, which way are we going? I'm sorry, out in the Bay. Which way are we going with this, man? Cause
the Bay Area.
I'm lost right now. I'm lost right now, man. I you know, the Celtics surprised me in game one and looked like that, you know, what I was thinking about their defense was correct. And then the Warriors came back in game two and the Celtics looked like Silver Hill Rex Center team. So, you know, yes. So I'm completely, I'm befuddled. I'm at a loss. What do y'all see? I mean, what's going to happen with this finals, man?
Well, I think the Boston Celtics should eat their clam chowders with some crackers, you know, get their energy up.
Oh, boy.
Run the TD Garden.
Boy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, do they take care of home. That's all they got to do. The championship is right in grass in their hand. You know what I'm saying? The turnovers got to stop. You know, you have to make, you know, timely baskets, and you definitely can't come out sluggish. Because
if you
do that, that's where the Warriors going to catch you, Stephon Curry and Poole and everybody else off the bench. You don't want them to get started. You know,
right.
Let's take it online. Online say, Boston is taking that trophy home.
Oh yeah, yeah. Why is Shay so confident in Boston?
Why are you so confident?
I'm
gonna have to ask him. Why are you so confident?
That's what I'm saying. I don't have any confidence in the Warriors or the Celtics because I've seen both of them look terrible thus far. I've seen both of them and wonder. he is. But Tatum is also overworked. If y'all noticed,
he only got to be overworked for two more games. And I think he can pull that out.
I mean, he's overworked because, you know, if you have, you know, the Jaylen Browns or Marcus Smart out here, you know, doing unfair turnovers, you can't put the game on Jason Tatum's shoulder. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
he's
going
to
take it anyway. He going 007. What are he going to do? He do that on his own. Like, when he feel like the team is losing, he put all of them on his back. And he go to work. I just think that's his personality. That's just who he is. He is a superstar to me. That's just to me. I don't need nobody to debate it.
No.
That's my thoughts.
He's a bona fide superstar. There's no debate about that whatsoever. He's a bona fide superstar. But what I'm saying is his right shoulder is injured. He's making three after three like it's nothing for real. The boy act like he's trying to set a record for real because, he was draining them threes like them Jones was like, yeah, come on and get it for real. So I give him his props for that. But I can see that shoulder, that his body wearing down. And Treece, I'm with you. He only need two more games. Well, actually, three more because it's 1-1. So the winner is four. So it's three more games that he has to give. But I'm with you guys. 007. If Marcus Smart and Brown doesn't step up, and where is Horford? You know.
Yeah.
You did so much up until this point. What's going on? You know what's happening with you now? So
he the one that might need some help. He the one might not sustain the pressure. Like I know we questioning Tatum because of his shoulder, but like you said, ain't nothing wrong with Horford. Why he come out and bang out all them threes? Is it because he old and he did enough on the first game? He gonna do every other game.
I'm with you, sis. I agree with that. Tatum is a great player. And two things that I see out there, I'm not saying Boston's not going to win it. I want Golden State to win, but I'm not saying Boston can't win this. But what I see is you've taken your small forward, and now he's become your facilitator out there on the floor. And he does a great job at it. But he's now become your point guard, which puts a lot of work on Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why at the end of the game, he's worn out. He's worn out. Marcus Smart is a great on the court coach. I like Marcus Smart. So I just don't think any one team right now has put their stamp on this series.
Mm-hmm.
Golden State winning by that many points. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Winning by that many points don't really mean anything, you know. So I think we got to wait to see what happens tomorrow and what happens after this weekend. I think we have a clearer picture of who could win this thing altogether and could come out on Monday morning and say, yeah, I think Golden State gonna take this. But right now, I think it could be anybody.
Yeah.
And we've seen a loss and a win on Golden State's home court. Will it be the same one when the series goes to Boston? But you know what, y'all? I'm gonna say this. The referees didn't call that second technical on Draymond Green because they're still holding on to 2016 when they hit Draymond with the tech. He lost the game, and everyone is saying that gave LeBron his third ring, so they don't want to make that mistake. Listen, Draymond is the one that shouldn't make that mistake. The way he put his feet on Brown, that was not a basketball play at all. And he should have been called for that technique. And the fact that they didn't call it, it was disgusting to me. It was disgusting to
me. Make those calls,
call the
people.
Game like, say what?
Gotta learn to make those
what
calls.
You say, Luke?
I mean, you're getting paid to make the right calls, and you go make a blunder like that. Dumb. And they call themselves professional.
After you paused everything and went to the monitor, you
ain't looked at it and still said no.
Listen, you are a trained professional. You're a trained professional.
Or so we thought.
When a player travels, it's traveling when you first see it, and it's traveling after you watch the tape. When a player commits an offensive foul, it's an offensive foul when you first see them do it, and it's an offensive foul when you take it to the tape.
You know, I love listening to Reggie Miller call a game. I remember hearing him say one night, oh, man, we playing 1987 basketball tonight. You know, we can't touch nobody out there. If you look at it, to me, the refs and the announcers are messing up the game. All this instant replay back and forth. Some things don't need to be called. That shouldn't have been a technical.
No.
You could have called a foul on him. But a technical is throwing him out the game? No. And maybe what you're saying is right, Kel, that they're thinking back to 2016. But some of this stuff that they stopping the game for 5 minutes and back and forth don't make any sense.
You can't do that.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, 57, I have a question. If you're a Yankees fan, how come you're not a Knicks fan?
Come on, bro. That's too long. That's too long. We don't have enough show for that. We don't have enough show for that. I'm going to give you his number, and then y'all can discuss that after the show, sir.
I'm just bugging.
I'm going to go ahead and put into that before he even starts. We don't have enough time for that. Come on. No, sir.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, back to the series. I'm serious, Reed. When you watch that, when players land, and I say to myself, how did they get in that position? You know, I watch the Brown and Draymond Green play over and over again. And I agree with Jalen Rose, man. That was a dirty play. That was a dirty play. Now, okay, if you don't want to give him the technical because you're thinking back to 2016, cool. But at least give him the foul. At least give him the foul. The man landed with his feet on Brown's head. What in the hell basketball play usually ends like that? Serious. Where both players are laying on the court, one player's feet on the other player's head. Come on, man. They at least should have given him a foul for that, okay? If you don't want to give him the check, no problem.
Stuff to each other, running up and down the court, checking each other than what we saw out there. I mean, I agree with a foul. I would agree with a foul, but a technical – I mean, when they down low in the middle, they hitting each other in the stomach. Some fouls that we seeing ain't even getting called. It's like being football, when they hit on the pile, like people getting bit and everything. I mean, there's a whole lot going out there on their court that they're not calling, and they call the stuff that I feel the officials are calling things where they got to be seen for a minute, where they got to be in the camera.
Can I say this though? On some real stuff, you can't let the officials affect. You can't let the officials affect your game. You still have the game must still go on at the same time.
But they do. We just told you they stopped the game for 5 minutes, 57. They put the cameras on the officials, and the officials huddle up. Then they go to the camera. Then after they come to their conclusion, they go to the officials again. He got to announce what the conclusion was, and then they throw the ball back into play. How can that not affect your rhythm? How does that not affect your rhythm as a player?
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Everybody out there is on stage. Everybody's on stage.
Yeah.
And everybody's playing to something. The officials, the players playing to the officials for a call. Everybody got their part to play. And we're the ones that get shortchanged because we can't see a decent basketball game because everybody out there playing a part.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the coaches have to let the players know that you still have to, just stay focused. Don't let the, officials get in your head because that's, that happens too when the players have the officials in their head and they feel as though they can't do nothing, especially if you're in foul trouble. So coaches' job.
Nobody ain't coming to the refs.
Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Say it again, sir.
Nobody.
Say it again.
Because if we did, they would announce the refs at the beginning of the game.
And don't think because we're watching on TV that if you go to the game, they announce it because they don't announce the refs.
They don't.
When you go to the game,
right.
The refs are not announced, acknowledged at all. So, dude, with the scrutiny that referees have been under since your boy Dunleavy or Donahue, whatever his name was.
Donahue.
Donahue. Since the scrutiny has come out, you know, with him saying games were fixed and, you know, referees called games certain ways by choice, you know, I mean, you would think that they would be like, okay, we got to get away from that. We have to get away from that. So calls that are calls, we really need to call them. Calls mm-hmm. that are not calls, you know.
Too many mistakes made by that.
Oh, my God. The last series with Miami and the Celtics, Lowry, I swear I thought a damn sniper was in the building. Mm. The way that boy was flipping and rolling and like he was dead. And then Williams, the light-skinned Williams from the Celtics, he joined in on the act. So we got a lot of flopping and playing for the referees instead of playing for their team. You know? So I just think that's not a good look. It's not a good look at all.
They're doing that when they retire, they have a career in acting.
NBA stands for the National Basketball America's Got Talent, for real. That's what it stands for. Because them dudes, it got to a point where they wasn't even playing basketball anymore. They were just acting, seriously. Seriously. So, you know, I hope that they give us at least the last two games. I know it's going to go seven. I know. I've already accepted that. But I hope that they give us the last two games at least of straight up Rutgers Park basketball. You know, 80s, 90s NBA basketball. That's what I want.
Well, it depends, Kale.
Yeah.
It depends. You know, gas done went up, food done went up. So if they made their money by game seven.
Yeah. I can't with him.
Well.
I can't with him.
Figure with the NBA guys real quick. The Lakers hire Darvin Ham as the head coach and Rasheed Wallace as the assistant coach. I swear to y'all, this thing is like the Odd Couple to me. You know what I mean? I can hear the music. You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know, but Rasheed is an aggressive dude.
He's grown up since then, and he's not playing the game. Hold on, Rasheed Wallace is the assistant coach.
I still hear him on the sideline screaming, "Balls don't lie." The ball don't lie.
He probably will do that. You know, the ball don't lie. It originated from him. That is his saying. He should have got it patented. That's what he should have did. But he's
no
the
doubt.
One who came up with that, the ball don't lie. You know what I'm saying? He's the one who came up with that. So offenses attract all the time and work. Y'all, I'm telling you. Offenses, because he's going to be the one that they have him doing all the crazy stuff. Darvin is going to be the laid-back one. You know, everybody's going to be listening to him. So it's going to work. I think it will.
If he only gets 45 technical fouls as an assistant coach,
you know.
Well, he hasn't done one yet, so we can't, you know, let's get a man a break real fast. Like, he hasn't been in the league in years. He's not angry as we try to put that angry stamina on him. Like, he's angry. Like, no, he just was a passionate player about the game. He just was passionate about the game. I like Rasheed.
I hate it when the Wizards, the Bullets, let them go. I hate it. for real, because I love his toughness. I love his tenacity. I love what he brought to the game. And he was one of, him and Sabonis, one of the first big men that could go out on that perimeter and knock that three down, you know, with consistency. Yeah. Captain Armstrong, what's up? I just realized whose number that was, y'all. That's my boss, Captain Armstrong. He said Rasheed has a great basketball mind. He's a Philly kid.
Yeah, definitely.
And he and Darvin Ham will be good cop, bad cop.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I hope so. See that.
Tank love Rasheed Wallace. Like, he love Rasheed and Ben Wallace. In. Like, them his mans right there.
Yeah, mine too. Come on in, Tang. What's up, brother?
Oh, what's up, Tang?
Tang, you're on mute, Tang.
Kells, Corner family, much love and respect. Y'all knew I had it on mute, man. I've been listening the whole time, man, but I just was busy at the moment. Happy birthday, y'all. I love you, brother.
Thank you.
My man, And, yeah, I heard y'all talk about my man, Ben. Hey. I can't wait to see him out there, man, coaching. I meant Rasheed Wallace, but I heard you talking about both of them. I meant Rasheed.
Yeah.
That's going to be a beautiful thing to see him out there, just like y'all say.
Ain't nobody missing no Ben today.
I did.
Celebrating 007's birthday. You said celebrating, you celebrating his birthday, ain't
you? Yeah, I've been celebrating with him. It's still my birthday month.
It goes all the way to the 20th, man.
Yeah.
Hey, look. Let me ask y'all a question real quick.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh. In respect to what Captain Armstrong just said, do you think the Lakers purposely put Rasheed Wallace and Darvin Ham together because they knew that Darvin by himself wasn't enough to control LeBron and the need to be another coach on the floor, and Rasheed Wallace, let's be honest, he a dude that don't mind getting up in your face and telling you how the heck it T.I. is. You know what I'm saying?
But
so
Darvin Ham would do that too.
I just don't see that personality. I remember when he was here with Washington.
What?
He was just Darvin Ham. He was just a
quiet, wasn't the right coach.
Humble dude.
He wasn't the right coach. He wasn't.
Where did he come from? He came from Connecticut.
I think it was Connecticut.
Where did he come?
He's always been an enforcer.
When he came from college, he was an enforcer.
UConn.
Yep.
Man, well, I don't know. I think
two dudes
that
LeBron can't intimidate.
Yep, LeBron can't intimidate him. Neither one of them.
Neither one of them.
I know he can't intimidate Rasheed, but I really think that he can get his way with Darvin Ham, for real. Mm-hmm. I really think he can get his way with Darvin Ham. Darvin Ham is a no-conflict type of dude. He is a no-conflict type of dude. Rasheed, what the youngins say, he want all that smoke. Rasheed wants it all. Bring it every which way that you can bring that smoke to me. Bring it. I'm ready for it.
I think Darvin Ham is that dude that you look at and say, no, I don't mess with him. Yeah, I don't mess with him. And that's probably why Rasheed was very vocal on the court. But nobody messed with Darvin Ham because Darvin Ham would beat your butt.
Yeah,
he was like that in college.
Yeah,
and he was like that when he first came into the pros. I'm telling you.
Well, he was Vince Young before Vince Young because that boy had ups and monster slams. Like, goodness gracious. I just loved that Bullets team back then, man. Goodness gracious. They was monsters, man. They was monsters. Man. All of them dispersed and went everywhere else and won a damn championship.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's
Eddie,
our pedigree.
Eddie Bumfield. Eddie Bumfield and Wes, Wes, I'm going to sell out. Scale.
Dummy.
Scale. Stop. No.
Producing a thumb head for a child.
Yes, 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 you thumb head producer.
He said his daddy did win the championship, though. God give him that.
Yudoku.
The owner of the Bullets back there, A. Poland. A dedication to Armchill because he won that championship. And he let that carry on and on and on. No matter what Armchill did with the team, A was behind it 100%.
Yeah.
And the fact that A's health started failing. And once his health started failing, he was more or less like, you know, well, I've won a championship, you know. Let me move on in life and see, you know, what else is going on for me.
What else
you know,
you
let me
do?
Get my affairs in. Yeah, let me get my affairs in order. So I understood, and Wes Unseld ran amok. He gave Detroit their championship team in the cloak of night. You know what I mean? He shipped Rocky, Ben. Rip Hamilton, who else? Darvin Ham. I mean, damn near the whole team to Detroit for almost nothing. I think we got a peanut butter jelly sandwich and a half a glass of milk for all those players.
Uh-huh.
For real. I was like, man, come on, y'all. We giving up all these players. You know, they got to be giving us something in return. We got nothing. We got Larry Hughes. And who else, y'all? Who else? That's the only player I can remember. Right. Larry Hughes is the only one that was worth remembering. You know?
Yeah.
They added Chauncey
Billups. When we did that, we got Brendan Haywood, Stackhouse. We got the North Carolina mob.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Everybody keep forgetting what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
you're right,
you know what it is, Tank? You know what it is, Tank? We gave up so much. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. And they won
a championship.
Got so little. Exactly. Exactly. And the fact that they won not just one championship, but they won several championships. With the team that
with
we
that
gave
team.
Them. Yeah.
And
Larry Hughes,
I think Larry Hughes was already, I don't think he didn't get swapped over in there. He was over there when Gil was there. That's when him and Gil was like, they was like a good backcourt for us at one time, Larry Hughes and Gil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I forgot, yeah, Larry Hughes wasn't into that, in that mix up with that one.
No, because he came from Philly.
Larry Hughes wasn't into that.
That Philly team was, boy, I'm talking about defense like we've never seen before. They was locking Bama down. And what it was, everybody could cover multiple positions. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Tayshaun Prince was a freak of nature by himself. I used to be like, how does this little skinny Bama run up and down the court without breaking a bone or something? You know what I mean? Tayshaun Prince was like one of the little kids on the African commercial. You know, feed me. I'm like, boy, how are you doing it? You know,
he was strong though.
Duncan, and he was a dog. For real.
He was strong.
Yes, he was. You know, Mama Duke, for real.
saved the game. It was one, I forgot what game it was, but that block shot he did. He smacked the joint out of bounds, saved the game. I forgot what game it
was. I recall actually a couple of plays Tayshaun Prince made like that. With the ball going inbounds and just being blocked, and Detroit grabbed the rebound and won the game. So I remember a couple of plays like that from Tayshaun. You know, they were just the perfect storm. That team was the perfect storm. And now that Darvin Ham and Rasheed Wallace are pairing up as coaches. We all know LeBron is older. We all know that. LeBron is older. Will Darvin Ham be able to, because all he's been talking about is Westbrook. All he's been talking about is getting more out of Westbrook and not ball handling, but more or less on the defensive side. He thinks that he can get Westbrook to be an asset on the defensive side of things. So I'm curious to see how they work it out and how this team plays. And you know what? Even though it's with LeBron, I wish Darvin Ham and Rasheed Wallace, two great, great all-time players, and Wizards/Bullets players, I wish those guys all the success, because they deserve it, you know. They deserve it, even if it is with LeBron, you know. Because I'm telling you, if not to mention, they got to figure out a way to keep Anthony Davis healthy. I mean, I know it's never been done before. But put that bam in bubble wrap or something, man. Do something. Yes, young. Yes, young. You gotta do something to keep him, man. The little packing bubbles to pop. We used to enjoy as children. Wrap his ass in bubble wrap. Yes, I love him too. Wrap his ass in as much as y'all can find. Put it under his uniform. Something, you know. That man would be out on the court popping. Everybody popping. So what? He won't break nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
I couldn't be a coach in the NBA because I had Anthony Davis or Embiid. They would never shoot a three-point shot. As soon as I see them take a three-point shot, I take them out the game. Boy, that ain't what I want you to do. I want you down low. I think you will stay healthy longer if you will play your position.
Yeah.
And stop trying to stop trying. You.
Huh? But what about when you got an owner?
Everybody else will stay healthy.
What about when you have an owner in your ear saying that sells tickets? That makes people want to come. Let them shoot that three. You know?
You got an owner that's concerned about the bottom line. He's just like your boy Snyder here and Leonis, they're just concerned about how many tickets come into the stadium or how many dollars come through the turnstile. They're not looking at, hey, man, we need to win a championship. That's what you get out of teams that win.
Hey, look, let me tell you, if the Wizards just win, it ain't even got to be a championship, bro. The city would be on fire. I'm trying to tell you because we all love basketball. It's not just a black thing. It's not just a Mexican thing. It's not just a white thing. It's the city in totality. Everybody loves basketball. When John Wall was at his height here in the district, man, getting a ticket for a Wizards game, man, was damn near impossible. Even when you go out front of the arena
and try to get with a scalper,
sometimes you weren't successful. Just win. And the Wizards fan have shown that. Just win, bruh. That's all y'all have to do, and we will support. Look at the Mystics, man. The Mystics packed that arena over there at St. E's, the facilities. They pack that arena every time they play. Why? Because they're champions. They're winners.
DC United.
They're winners.
Always fool.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know what? I'm going to tell y'all, if you haven't had a chance to go over there to Audi Field, go look at that field. That field is beautiful. I mean, the whole time I was in there, that stadium, I felt as if I was in a movie or something. Yeah. It just does not look real. It does not look real. Yeah. And I'm like, man, they turned Dan Snyder. Dan is a jerk, man. If he had just worked along with DC officials, we could have had that spot over there. I mean, it is huge. Audi Field is one of the best, one of the best arenas here in the DMV. I'm trying to tell you.
Wow.
Modern Anacostia Day. River even got blue water now. No way they got that.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Go ahead with that.
You
just said
Anacostia got blue water.
They got blue water now,
bro. Come on.
I'm telling you.
It must got shots too, right? It's shots.
Hey, man. I'm telling you.
Is the fish alive in there?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know about all of that. All I know is, oh, the water, they got blue water there. It ain't muddy red like it used to be.
Muddy red. Come on now.
Hey, listen.
They even practice.
When I was
the rowing team even practice out there now.
Yeah. When I was a young man, you know, just driving, want to have a little fun with a female friend. We did what we did, and I threw the contraceptive in the water.
Lord have mercy,
Pineapples,
man.
Hold on, yeah. My buddy, they used to go fishing down there, and them bammers called a catfish long as your arm. And they were picking it up and talking about how good it was, and all I could see in my head was that catfish, you know, doing what he did. I'll never eat a catfish from Anacostia. For what? Are you crazy? I'm good.
After hearing that story, I might not ever go down the park again.
They probably got the best catfish. You know the catfish, man. That's the bottom feeder, man. He going to the worst of the worst.
He eating off of human bodies. Everything is over in there, bro.
Yeah. A catfish is a catfish. It's coming straight out the mud.
Yeah. Well, look. If you eat him, you might as well eat what he just ate.
You ain't lying.
I'll pass. Yeah, I'm definitely passing.
You don't take that on.
What you say?
Pineapple.
On that whole eating Anacostia catfish subject, pineapple. Guava, grapefruit, watermelon,
When we turned down that lane, we didn't know Kel was going to put them mini signs out on the road.
Hey, look, I'm telling you, man, you reminded me when you said the water is blue now, and all I could think about was that night. You know, that night, boy. Crazy as a mug. But, yeah, Again, Darvin Ham and Rasheed Wallace, I wish you guys all the luck in the world, and I really want you guys to do something good, man. Show the
Me
league
too.
That they made a great – show the Lakers that they made a great decision by hiring you guys. All right? 563-999-3782. Why not?
I don't like the Lakers, man. If I root for them, I would. First of all, let me say this. I love Darvin Ham. I love Rasheed. I'm glad y'all getting y'all's opportunity to coach in the NBA. But I don't like the Lakers. So for me to be a hypocrite and say I want the Lakers to do good, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to see them do good. I'm sorry. I don't like the Lakers.
I can understand. I can understand. But my like for Rasheed and Ham are a little bit more than my dislike for LeBron. Seriously, and I must admit, it was never on the court activities that I didn't like LeBron for. You know what I mean? It was all the other little antics and scuttlebucket and all that nonsense. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Trace, guess what? We don't own the rights to this music.
Well, we do that. Well, we do that.
Hey, listen, I'm 50 and blessed to be 50. You hear me? Every day I wake up.
My man.
Man, I'm 50. You know what I mean? Thank you, God. Thank you. Return to camp around the corner. Who's ready for some football? I know I am, y'all. And like
I'm ready for
at the intro. I've been playing my little season with the Madden and everything. You know, and I won my Super Bowl against the Ravens, 21-14. Anyway, I beat them. And, you know, to see my team celebrate and enjoy themselves, I was like, man, I'm ready for football, man. This game just done crushed me. This man done crushed me because it's only a video game. It looked real, but it's only a video game. I'm ready for some football, man. I'm ready to see competition. I'm ready to see running and tackling and interceptions and fumbles and fumble recoveries.
You better keep that Madden football game going. Because you ain't going to see that.
It's funny you would say that. Because your Pittsburgh Steelers are my next opponent. And I'll remember what you're saying when I beat the stuffing out of those Bammers.
What is it, a preseason game, Kale? Is it a preseason game?
Yeah, you know
so why you get so excited over preseason games? I keep telling you, stop getting excited over preseason games.
I'm excited over football. This is all I got right now, 57. This is all I got.
Okay,
bro. You can't take this. You can't take this away,
bro. You can't take it
all right, away.
Hey,
y'all.
Hey, y'all. Check this out. Not only the football. How about the marching on the marching band of the you know, the football team, the Redskins, the Commanders.
What?
I'm looking forward for the band. The marching band is back.
Dude, man.
What about happy birthday, Ron?
Saying.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Happy birthday.
Hey, bro. Put the Marlboro down.
And Carson Wentz going to take us to the playoffs too. Yeah, and Dawson going to get Rookie of the Year.
There you go.
Dawson going to get Rookie of the Year.
There you go, bro. Speak to your sugar, honey. It's your birthday. You predict if you want to, bro. Go ahead. Let me hear that again, man. You say Carson Wentz going to do what?
No, Carson Wentz going to take us to the playoffs. Not only Carson Wentz going to take us to the playoffs, I think Dawson is going to get Rookie of the Year. I don't know what's up with McLaurin. Robinson, I got a feeling he's going to rush for 1,000 yards. He's probably running up a Rookie of the Year. It was all a dream, but I hope it comes true.
There you go. Amen.
Stop mixing.
Ron, it's your birthday.
Your Bubba
so
and your gelato together.
Shut up.
I hit the lotto before.
He didn't say lotto, Ron.
He said gelato.
He gone, T. Yeah, he's a bust out of that L7.
All I see is Rick James sitting there saying, marijuana, it's a hell of a drug. Happy birthday, bro. I'm the one, like, you know what, Ron? I ain't going to be messing with you come football season. Now everybody else saying that on the man's birthday. Let that man, it's his party.
Yeah.
He can predict if he want to. You know what I'm talking about? Go ahead, Ron.
That's right.
I like that, though. I'm going to give you a shirt. I'm going to give you a T-shirt with that one.
Hey, you should have patented it. I was just about to say, Trees, I feel a patent coming on.
You better know it.
Hey,
Ron, you might just birth the idea, man, for some Kale Corner prizes this football season. You might do some
T-shirts.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Make it happen, Captain.
Listen, last football season, you guys made it so great that Treach and I have been thinking and working on a way to make this one better than last season. So I'm telling you guys, beyond the pool and the betting and all of that, we're trying to find other ways where more than just one person can win every week. So stay with us, stay tuned. We gonna do the damn thing. That's about.
As long as I do better than Marcus and Payne, I'm good.
Right.
Well, you better do good then.
Yep. Who won last year, sis? Who won last year?
Come on, man.
Stop playing.
Who won last year?
Come on.
I'm going to have to look it up.
He said, He ain't said nothing the whole show, but he remember that.
Yeah,
who won, y'all?
I remember that. I remember that. I won in the I won 2 weeks in the playoffs, and then I won the Super Bowl.
Oh, you piggybacked off of everybody. You kept changing your stuff afterwards.
No, I did not.
You know I'm going for that.
Hey, sis, we need some new rules this year, sis.
Okay.
We need it. What we hear on Thursdays, I mean on Tuesdays, shouldn't be able to be changed on Wednesdays by Kale.
He ain't been texting us.
Thank you.
Well, hey, look.
I was even telling him who won.
Treese would tease me, y'all. She'd be like, yeah, you don't like that pick, huh? I'd be like, nah, man, let me go. No, you can't change it.
Nope. If I can't change mine and nobody else can change theirs, it wouldn't be fair. So I'm trying to keep it all fair so, you know, it could be everybody be on the same page. And when we turn the page, everybody turn at the same time. No problem.
Hi. Yes, sir. Hey, how you doing, Tay?
What's that, Tay?
You start studying now.
I'm studying now.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, bro. All I know is this. You won last year. That's cool. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was on top of that year. It was a little stretch. Ain't nobody win. But Tang, like a 3-4 week stretch, Tang was winning every week. I was like,
yeah, get on my dad's nerves.
Yeah.
And gloating.
I just think we need to change some rules.
Okay, 57. What rules? What rule you want to change?
I'm going to make sure, I have a cash app because I didn't get none of mine.
Ooh.
Okay.
I think you got me in the shoulder. You got me in the shoulder. It's all good.
Hey, look. I saw some of your pictures on Facebook. Yeah, you ain't get none of your money.
I'm
like, dang, you look good. Tay didn't get none of his money.
Yes, he did. Stop saying that, 57.
Hey, look. Oh, come on, sis. It's just like both fives. I'm going to keep it in my cash app, though.
He don't have no cash app.
That's where I said I'm going to get one this year.
Listen, he doesn't get right. He don't have no cash app, y'all.
Okay.
I keep the money in my account. When he say, "Babe, give me this," I just give it to him in my cash in my hand. Just hand it to him.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
But look, I got tears.
Y'all got tears in my eyes, man.
All I'm gonna say to you is this. All I'm gonna say to you is this, Tang. Take it from a man that's been married for 47 years. As long as you can still get the money when you ask for it. Don't complain, bro. Let it go.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let it go.
All right.
Thank you. It's when I stop giving it to you is when you stop. You should be complaining.
Yes, bro. When she stops giving it to you, that's when you need to be upset.
Thank you, 57. Thank you.
Been 7 of Bama, yeah.
Thank
y'all. Hey, listen.
Yep.
I'm so glad that Reese and I have separate cash apps. Cause don't get me wrong. Reese would have me pay hers and then take all the winnings for herself. And I'm like, okay, what about the money that I gave you for the pick? Okay. And then she get petty on me, y'all. $5? You tripping on $5.
Yeah, really. Make you look so petty.
But wait a minute, bro. Hold on. Let me just say, and I'm with you, Kale, because look, when we first started, I don't even know why Tay even brought this up. When we first started, like y'all say, he don't have no Cash App. So what I do? I got you, babe.
Yeah.
I got you.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
But just,
yeah.
You got him until he wins. You got him until he
wins. Right. I
won the first week.
He did.
See? There's only one difference. There's only one difference in the money that we give our wives and the money that we get from our wives. When the money we get from our wives comes with an explanation, you got to explain why you need it. But when she comes to you and say, I need this, ain't no explanation. Just give it up.
Lou said, yeah.
Hey, Tank. Hey, Tank. Tank. That quicksand getting deeper and deeper, bro. Let it ride, dog. That quicksand getting
let
deeper
it ride, dog.
And deeper. Let it ride. All
right.
You got a sister. See, what you
do,
what I do, I just ask for more and more. Okay, since you just going to
give
it to me, you're going to look out for me, I'm going to just ask for more. Baby, I need, baby, you got, boo, look, we got to do this. Okay.
It's all good, bro. It's all good. Because I be needing too. See, the difference between men and women, see, y'all ask for a little petty, like, babe, you got $30, $40, $20. Of course I do. Yes, you can have that. We don't ask for $20 and $30 because I can get that to myself. I need $1,000,
$1,500.
I don't need no $20 and $15. I don't
need
that.
Can't do that.
I don't need that. Yeah, I'm seeing Dingle Luke. Yeah, I'm with Luke. I need the big bucks. That's when I come to him,
man,
for the big bucks, because he got the big bucks.
Man, that is disgusting. That's all I got to say about that. That is disgusting, man. But hey, listen. Family is family, and what works with the family works with the family. You know what I mean? We just got to keep figuring out ways to get out, y'all. That's all.
Yeah.
And know that she is – exactly. Most women don't. I have to, like, say the reason. Don't you want to do this or don't you want to do that or don't you want to get this or get that? And she's just like, okay. I said, Reese, we're going to go get massages. You think she'd be like, oh, yeah, baby, that's good. She was like, okay. I was like, Reese, you're not happy about the massage? I guess we can do that. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, come on. You can get you a nice little buff dude and let him do what he needs to do. And I'm going to get me a nice little, you know, attractive female, let her masseuse me out. You know what I mean? Come on, girl. She was like, yeah, okay. I mean, but we can really do each other. No, we can't. No, she cannot.
No.
That's a nightmare. No.
Yeah, because I feel like he's doing one. I'm doing him longer, and he feel like he doing me longer. Like, no.
Exactly. And listen, your boy is that petty. I will be like, hey, Reese, can you go get me a glass of water? Why you wait till I get in the bed? Hey, Slim. I just massage you 10 minutes longer than you massage me. Go get me some damn water.
Oh, man.
Oh,
man.
That's
what
I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. That's why.
Well,
if I get my refrigerator in my room.
Oh,
damn. Man.
And it's nicely designed in the wall.
I'm going to stop complaining, that, Jack. I got it made. I got it. I'm gonna shut up.
Yeah, I need water.
Hey, my wife,
please.
Look, my wife don't even like massages, but she will massage me. Boy, she will. Oh man, she got the stuff over there ready to do my feet tonight.
Oh, no, that's what
I'm drunk. I hit the lottery.
Okay, so while we talking about this, let me just say this to y'all. Because I don't even know who watched this or didn't watch this. But it was, I enjoyed myself watching the Haney fight. Oh, my gracious. He beat Kambosi. I think Kambosi, I don't know what was wrong with his nose. Something was going on with his nose. Like, he was on something. I mean, Tank kept watching it. I was like, his nose is so red, like, before the fight even started. Like, his nose, and he kept wiping his nose, I was like, he on something. That's why he got beat up like that. He was on something.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It's a hell of a drug. I ain't never been on it, but I know some people that were.
Oh, bad.
Yeah. I know some people, and, yeah, cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Don't ride the right. Don't ride the white horse.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Hey,
57,
crazy.
Hey, man.
He took all that money. But he was. I know he's glad that his lawyer put that clause in there, though. I know he's glad because he didn't want that clause in there. I was talking to Darius, and Darius was telling me that he put a clause in his contract that stated that he get a rematch for the belt. Like, you know, he immediately get a rematch for the belt. And I was like, that was the beauty of all of it. That was the beauty of it right there.
He already knew he wasn't going to win.
But no, he said he didn't want it. That means his camp didn't believe in him. His camp didn't believe in him.
Of course. Exactly.
Well, I don't know if his camp didn't believe in him. But they were just covering all bases. Can we say that? Because it was
over 50% doubt. If you put that in your boxing clause, that's over 50% doubt that you think he's going to lose, period.
Yeah.
Over 50.
Yeah. They put that clause in it like that and outline it. Outlined it.
Outline
Make sure y'all can see it.
If this Bama lose, we want to know.
Okay. One more time won't hurt nobody. Okay.
563-999-3782. When we come back, y'all, we're going to wrap it up discussing the top 25 NFL players Under the age of 25.
Here we go. Making me feel old. Here we go. Let's start doing homework to be on the show now.
All right. Oh, you're right. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you so very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. Now look here. But it don't mean a thing. We're gonna do this one over, y'all. By special request, y'all. You got that go-go swing. We're gonna do it for Sean and Vinny of Howard University. If any, Vinny and Sean known to body to dog. They go do wop, do wop, do wop.
Man, Chuck Brown, I miss you. Best players in the NFL, best 25, excuse me, players in the NFL under the age of 25. Now, I'm going to take this. I want to go 10 at a time or 5 at a time and discuss it. It's up to you
five.
Guys.
5.
Okay. Number one on the list, 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa. Number two, the Panthers defensive end Brian Burns. Number three, Bengals wide receiver Jamar Chase. Number four, Panthers safety Jeremy Chinn. And number five, quarterback, Cowboys, Trayvon Diggs. Anybody we want to discuss in that five? All right.
Nick Bosa is the best, but go ahead. We don't have to discuss him. His action speaks for itself.
Yes, it
does. 6-10, Patriots quarterback Mac Jones, Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert, Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins, offensive lineman for the Chiefs, Creed Humphrey, and quarterback for the Eagles, Jalen Hurts. It's funny how we got quarterbacks dominating 6-10. Matt Jones, Justin Herbert, and Jalen Hurts. Now, me personally, I feel like Justin Herbert is the best out of all those guys. I mean, some of the things that I saw him do last season, I mean, and it only looks like up is the way he's going. So I give Justin Herbert an edge out of the top quarterback.
But Mac Jones is in the right system. Mac Jones, he like the underdog, for real, because everybody said that he wasn't that guy. Like, he's not that guy. Right. But he was that guy this year. Like, he was doing the daggone thing, you know what I'm saying, with Bill Belichick. So he might be a little sleeper. So y'all got to watch out for Mac Jones with the Patriots.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that, Seth.
But I think with Mac Jones, because it's the Patriots and we're used to a level of success from the Patriots, it's like his effort, his work were really kind of overlooked, because everybody, we expect Bill Belichick and the Patriots to do exactly what they're doing. But I'm with you, Tree. This young man still played, and he had an amazing season. We cannot take anything away from that. Because Belichick can call the play all he wants to. Mac Jones was the one that actually executed. So
that's
I give him his props.
You just need a steady Eddie, and that's what the Patriots got with Mac Jones, a steady guy that's going to be back there that can fit into their system. And I think that's going to help him, too. Like Sis said, he came to the right system.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's steady in. I know that's right.
That was a good one.
All right. 11-15. Justin Jefferson, wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings. CeeDee Lamb at number 12, wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys. Bums. 13, DK Metcalf, wide receiver for the Seattle Seahawks. Michael Parsons, linebacker for the Cowboys. And Michael Pittman Jr., wide receiver for the Colts. I see CeeDee Lamb and Michael Parsons stuck in there. yeah. Hey, but you know what? I've explained to you all my love hate relationship with CeeDee Lamb, because he looks just like my son. So I have to, you know, and my son has passed, so you know it makes it a little more special. And what father doesn't wish for his son to have made it in the NFL? You know what I mean? So. Yeah. Every time I see CeeDee Lamb have success, it's like, okay, Mook, you know, you smiling down on me, son. So, you know, and DK Metcalf, and Debo will tell y'all, I wanted DK Metcalf so bad. And when the Seahawks picked him, I didn't talk to David for like 3 days. I ain't talking to Debo.
Oh.
Debo for like 3 days. Yes, because I was in my feelings. I wanted DK Metcalf, man, a big dude. He reminded me of Calvin Johnson.
You know, we skipped the OTAs today, you know.
We got a what?
What'd you say, Bill?
He skipped the OTAs.
Oh, did he?
I'm not really worried about. Yeah. I'm not worried about that
right now.
You got to get. It's time to pay that man. That's what the problem is. Give him that back.
But it's mandatory. It's mandatory. If he don't go, he's gonna
mandatory.
Be fine.
He's gonna get docked.
Yeah, he's gonna be fine.
Well, so is that money. That money is mandatory as well, y'all. And it's hot time teams stop asking these dudes to sacrifice and put their well-being on the line, and you don't want to pay me. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. The money got to fit.
You're right. The money got to fit.
At number 16, we got tight end from the Falcons, Kyle Pitts. Number 17, linebacker Patrick Queen from the Ravens. We got 18, Rashawn Stevens, left tackle for the Chargers. 19, Devontae Smith, wide receiver for the Eagles. And at 20, Jonathan Taylor, running back for the Colts. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. I ain't even going to hold you on this one. be quiet, Debo.
Yeah.
Really, Rashawn Stevens, the left tackle for the Chargers.
I like him.
And Justin Herbert wouldn't have the success that he has without this young left tackle. And it's real good that you have an amazing quarterback and a great prospect offensive lineman at left tackle, and they're both under 25. So they'll grow together. Now, we all know football, and that money and that ask will come soon. But, you know, at least the Chargers will have these guys together for a while. And watch them produce. So that's a good thing. All right, number 20, we have running back for the Colts, Jonathan Taylor. 21, cornerback from the Falcons, A.J. Terrell. Number 22, wide receiver from the Dolphins, Jalen Waddle. We have 23. Christian Wirfs, right tackle for the Buccaneers. 24, Devin White, linebacker for the Buccaneers. And at 25, we have Antoine Whitfield Jr., safety for the Buccaneers. Now, I'm looking at this, y'all. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I see 12 offensive players on this list, and the other 13 is all defensive players. It's amazing how that list splits up the way that it does. 13 defensive players, 12 offensive players. In my book, what I'm seeing a great future for the NFL. I'm seeing a great future for the NFL. Strong on the offensive side with young guys, strong on the defensive side with young guys. And we all know the mantra, defense wins championships. Wins championship. So even though it's only one more on the defensive side, there's more. There's more. And this list was about last year, about the things done last year.
How come
year.
T.J. Watt this, ain't on it?
Yeah, T.J. Watt.
He's under 25.
He's over 25.
Yeah,
T.J. Watt, he's over 25.
Oh, over 25 years old.
Yeah.
Under 25.
Yeah, he's over 25.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm that far.
My bad.
Come on, kid.
Dang. the best 25 players in the NFL.
Hey man, it ain't
under
my fault.
25. Put it down.
The transmission ain't going well.
Put it down.
Not your birthday, 57.
Ain't yours either, Tank.
Hey, but listen. Why the hell it ain't no Washington football player on this list?
Come on, man. I thought you said you stopped drinking.
I thought you said you stopped drinking, bro.
I thought you said you stopped drinking.
we got good players under 25, I think.
Which
one?
He said, come on, man. You crazy.
You do have some players, but we don't know what they can do yet. They all rookies.
Yeah.
We're going to rewrite this list next season. You know what I mean?
Well, that's good, because we can stop it, right? Are we finished with the list?
Yep, all done.
Wow.
All done.
Commanders win the NFC.
And that one Washington football commander player is on there?
Yeah. I don't know any commanders.
Not a Washington football team player on there either.
And not a Redskin, not a Birdman Gold,
nope.
Not nothing.
Not nothing.
Yeah. Oh. But you know what? It's going to be the next time. It's going to be the next time. Yeah, and we're going to need it right here. We're going to pick it up on Thursday, you guys.
We're going to
pick it up on Thursday. Huh?
Y'all ain't had number one player. Y'all ain't had number one player on here.
That's enough. That's enough.
Hey,
that's enough.
Thank y'all. Hey, y'all. Thank
you. Players that's under 25 on our team, though. They like 26, 20, between 26 and 30. You know?
Yeah. I hear you. Go ahead, 007.
Been doing fine.
Go ahead, 007. We're going to give you the stage for a second.
Yeah, you got the last word.
Oh man, hey, thank y'all for the birthday wishes and everything. As always, I always have fun with y'all. Coolest show on the corner, you know what I mean? Thank you.
Hey,
boy.
He's stuck.
I wanna be over there.
He's stuck.
Hey,
look, as Method Man would say, move it to the left.
Put the
Hey, look. I'm chilling. Hey, look, that's all I do. I'm about to go listen to some music and listen to some Bee Gees, Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, something, you know what I mean? You know, marching band
stuff. Oh,
hey,
my goodness.
No, go put on Coolie High, bro.
I never hear you get stuck on words, man.
Yes, he got stuck. I love you guys. We're going to pick it up right back here on Thursday, you guys. I love you guys. I want to say once again, happy birthday to Ron Tang. We know it's still your birthday until June the 20th. So we're going to slide you in a little happy birthday as well. So we can go ahead and get you out the way too. So Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Everyone. We want to support everybody online, and we want to support everybody on the phone. Okay? Kale and Miss T would like to also say that we love you guys today. More than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We're going to love you, and you're going to feel the love. People have to know that you love them. So Betty Anderson said happy birthday, Ron. Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. Again, our number here on Kale's Corner is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and also listen to us live on that platform. We love you guys. Happy birthday to everybody. And we will see you guys on Thursday, 5 p.m. sharp. Kale?
Hey, man, all I can say is thank you to everyone. Thank you. Because you guys, at the beginning of this show, I said I wanted this Tuesday show to feel like a Thursday, Friday Eve, and you guys, with your help, made that possible. So I really thank you guys. Appreciate you guys. We're going to pick this thing up Thursday. Until then, if you love them, they should know it. Happy birthday, Ron. Bruh, we love you, bruh. Put the Marlboros down, man.
On my feet, they're wearing down socks and a fresh pair of ballets from the ballet shop. I showed him my hat, and don't you know, with a snap, the hat became a tango. Once again, his hand began to flow. Then he changed my skateboard into a Volvo. He checked me over, passed me the keys, and said, one more thing before you leave. You must return before the stroke of 12, or you turn back into your old self.
But I'm allowed to day to day with things.
It's a day
to day. It's a day to day with things.
I jumped in the Volvo, went on my way. I got to the party about 10, I'd say. It was after 11 when I rocked the mic, and by the time I left the stage, the people were hyped. The princess was staring in disbelief. Reflecting from my eyes were my goatee. She waved her hands like, hello, hi. Then gave another gesture like, come here, guy. I left the stage, girl came in flocks. Was swaying from the hard rock. I heard a sound, not a kick nor talk. Gong first bell before 12 o'clock. No time to waste, I broke out in haste. The princess followed in a futile chase. A quick steady pace is what I kept. Lost one of my valleys on one of those steps. For the very road, I continued my stride. About this time, I heard gong 5. I was down the block when I heard gong 8. And the princess screamed out, wait, 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 wait.
But I'm the rapper day to day with
fame.
It's a fella day to day. Yes, I'm the rapper day to day with
fame. I was almost home when my lock ran out. And there went my suit, my Kango and clout. My fresh Volvo also went too. And there was no denying that my night was through. The one ballet shoe, the freshest thing I sported. Jumped on my board for home, I skateboarded. Made it to my pad, no time at all. Went to my room, or better yet, the four walls. Hit the shoe away, still feeling pleased. Then jumped in my cot, did get some Z's. Early the next morning, when I awoke, I threw on me old slippers and me old house coat. Fit into the front, my family stared at me, saying, wasn't that you? No, it couldn't be. They kept asking me as I did my chores. My butt was saved by a knock on the door. Who is it? That's what my brothers barked. The princess, the sweet voice remarked. She said she was looking for a certain man who could bring her this shoe like the one in her hand. The family ran around with their heads in the air, bringing her shoes from everywhere. She just shook her head in utter relief, saying, no, that's not the one that I'm looking for, chief. I ran in the room and got my shoe and said, is this the one you're referring to? Well, she said, yes, and you're so cute, but where's your Kango and slick silk suit? I put on the shoes that gave a flash of light, and I was stuffing the gear from just last night. Looked out the window, saw the Volvo, said to my family, I've got to go. We drove up the avenue, the princess and I, and in back of me, I heard my family cry.